Shkoyach.
Okay. Continuing about the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, we learned that the primary purpose of Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, is to make sure they have their needs, when they're sick and so on. But now there's an interesting din like this. There's a din in halacha. The Gemara says, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. If a dead person wanted something before he died, it's a mitzvah to fulfill what the dead person wanted. That's what the Gemara says. But the Rishonim write, and that's where it's paskin dan halacha, that's only if somebody heard it straight from his mouth. But what happens if somebody gave over to somebody that they should tell the kids that this is what I want? So according to halacha, many times that doesn't apply, the mitzvah of listening to the dead person, because you didn't hear it, the children didn't hear it directly from the deceased. But if they hear it directly from the deceased, so unless if it's something against halacha, so then you're supposed to listen to the dead person. We already discussed earlier what happens if a dying person said, I don't want my kids to say Kaddish for me. So then the whole question, halacha, do you have to listen? Don't you listen? Basically, you don't listen. Especially if he says, let's see, he has five boys, and he says, I want four saying Kaddish and one not. So then it's very disrespectful. They'll think he's a mamzer or it's not his kid or whatever. So then, the din is for sure that he's allowed to say Kaddish. The only question is, if let's say he says to all five of them, I don't want anybody to say Kaddish. So then the question is Kaddish a chiyuv on the deceased, on the children? Is it kibud av v'em a whole? But that usually doesn't happen too much. Okay. What? Of what?
Do they have to say or not?
They should say anyway, yeah. Now, the din is, what happens if somebody has two mitzvahs in front of him to do? In other words, we discussed yesterday, it's all part of the mitzvah of Yahav Terecha Kamecha. You have a mitzvah of visiting the sick or comforting the mourners. So which one do you do first, let's say? So the din is, if you have the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, and Nichem Aveilim, first you visit the sick. Why do you first visit the sick over comforting the mourners? Because when you visit the sick, you can pray for him, you can give him a bracha, so you can help him more. What happens if somebody could only do one of the two? They can only do Bikur Cholim or Nichem Aveilim or comforting the mourners. Which one do they do? So then the halacha says you do Nichem Aveilim first, comforting the mourners. In other words, if you could do both, you do Bikur Cholim first, because that's more important to daven for the sick person. But if you can only do one of the two, then you do Nichem Aveilim. Why do you comfort the mourner? Because the Gemara says that is chesed with the living and the dead. Bikur Cholim is only for the living. When you comfort the mourner, you're comforting the soul of the deceased, plus you're comforting the one who's still alive. So therefore, if you can only do one of the two, Nichem Aveilim, comforting the mourner, has precedence over Bikur Cholim. We discussed the other day the halacha, if you can do it over the telephone or in a letter. So most poskim say you could, because the main purpose is for them to feel good. And if they feel good, then you accomplish your mission. Another din is that halacha says you visit sick non-Jews, if you're acquaintance, you visit non-Jewish sick people also. Why? It's called peace. You have to live peacefully with them. So there's a lot, like it says, you can give him tzedakah because of darkei shalom. But things you do just to be civil, normal neighbors, so to speak. So if you have a neighbor who's not Jewish and is sick, so then there's a mitzvah to visit him also. Obviously, if you can only do a Jew or a non-Jew, and you can only do one of the two, then obviously the Jew comes first. That's a biblical mitzvah, Yahav Terecha Kamecha. But, they always ask, for instance, this comes up a lot. A guy has a business associate or friend, neighbor, whatever, and they die. Can a Jew go to a non-Jewish funeral? Is a Jew allowed to go to a non-Jewish funeral? So obviously, if it's inside the church, crosses all over the place, obviously you're not allowed to walk into the church, so you can't go. But just to go to a non-Jewish cemetery, let's say, where a non-Jew is going to be buried, there's not going to be crosses or whatever, everything all over the place. It's just going to be, funeral service, speak about the person, whatever. So then, halachically, you can for sure go to such a funeral. In fact, many times I get calls from shluchim and rabbis that what they goyim are asking them to do their funeral. They're not Jewish.
Yeah.
They like this Jewish rabbi, whatever, and they want him to do their non-Jewish funeral.
They can do that.
Why not? Yeah. So the guy's being buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. You say some nice words about the guy. You say chapter 23 of Psalms in English. You know, you say a few words about the concept of life and death, you know. You can't make it, you don't do Tzadik Adin, you don't do Kaddish, you don't do Kemal Irachmin. But, why not?
You need to wash on the way out?
Yeah. If you touch the dead body.
No,
the din is like this. A Jew, okay, let's say this is a room, yeah? God forbid there's a Jewish dead body in the room. So even if somebody is COVID distance away from them, but nevertheless, the fact that you're under the same roof brings the tumah, it's called tumas oil, so it's the tumah of a tent, so you become tumah anyway. So a kohen would have to run out right away. What happens if a non-Jew dies in a tent? So then the din is, that a guy is not metama ba'oil. Because it says, Adam kiyamas ba'oil, if a man dies in a tent, and the Gemara says, Atim kruyim Adam, a Jew is called Adam, not a guy. A guy is called ha'adam, refers to goyim. A Jew is called Adam, and therefore there's no din of tumas oil by a dead body, by a guy. But if you're going to go, let's say a kohen couldn't go to a cemetery if he's going to touch it. Now sometimes you have, this is a very big problem in New York especially, there's cemeteries, okay, here's the cemetery and here's the road, let's say the street. And you have in the cemetery trees that have branches over the graves and over the street. You know, it's a big tree, right? So now a Jew is not allowed to walk under that tree because it's the same tent over the graves versus over the tent. In fact, there's a very famous question about Elal flights. Is a Kohen allowed to go on an Elal flight? Because most of the time they're carrying bodies. They always take bodies from America to Israel. So the Shaila is, if a Kohen's going to go on the plane, he's sitting on the dead bodies in the cargo beneath it. So the Shaila is there tumah or not? There's a whole long discussion in Elal.
It's like an oil inside it.
No, because the din is like this. If in the cargo space, let's see, this is the cargo space and this is the floor of the plane. If there's a tefach, a handbreadth, between the dead body and the floor, the plane floor, you know,
then
the roof stops the tumah. So then if you the kohen sitting in the seat, it's not tummy because the floor of the plane stop the tumah if there's a tefach of space between the dead body. But what happens if the cargo is filled all the way to mamish to the floor?
Oh, meaning on top of the
aron. Yeah, on top of the aron, it's all filled to the floor. Then you don't have what's called pesach tefach. Then you don't have an empty tefach. So then the tumah keeps going up to the roof.
But it's separate compartment.
It's not, because it's on top of it. And therefore, I said, if there's no space between the dead body and the ceiling of the basement versus the first floor, no, then the tumah goes.
Is there any difference between first level of the house or second? The dead body on the first level, second floor, and the
dead. It depends if there's openings and stairways.
So what happened for
the big shaila, by the way? Okay, we have a few minutes. Big shaila, the mushul, kayanim going into hospitals. Kohenim go into hospitals. Now, most hospitals have a morgue. Right? When somebody dies, they bring the body, unless if it's Chavar Kadishin or something like that, they take the body right out. Otherwise, it can go into the morgue for a day or two, right? So now the question is, in the morgue, in relationship to the hospital, so you have to know actually how the hospital is built, that there's no openings from the morgue that open and into the rooms, you know, because then a kohen apidim wouldn't be allowed to go into it. The reason why, I know at least in LA, the reason why kohenim in most places are lenient, that they go into hospitals, you know, I know a lot of kohenim that don't. But one of the reasons why kohenim go into the hospitals is because they say most patients are goyim, and therefore you assume if there's a dead body, it's from the Rav, from the majority, which is a goy. And by a goy, there's no din of ohel. Okay? But a kohen, let's say, cannot touch the coffin of a dead goy, because that you are tamei, touching a goy.
Coffin of the body.
Huh?
Coffin of the body.
No, the body. But again, if there's space between the, you know what I mean?
Usually isn't the coffin like more than one tefach between the dead body and the...
Not always, depends how big the body is and the size of the coffin. I mean, you know, it's hard to know unless you look inside the coffin. But
Go measure,
right.
Then you'll be tummy.
Well, somebody else can measure it instead of the guy. No, but there's a din. Now, normally, like a kohen is not allowed to walk into a funeral home, a Jewish funeral home, right? Because there's always dead bodies in there. I mean, unless you know for sure, there's no dead body in the building. But if there's a dead body in the building, a kohen walks in, so he's going to become tummy with ohel. Even if it's in a different room, but the door's open and, there, you know, whatever, the tumah moves around. If the tumah moves around, then you could become tummy. Even in a goyishim mortuary, you have to be careful, because many times there's Jewish bodies there also. But then you can say, you go by the majority of goyim, so then you can assume the body is not a Jewish body.
Tamei mes already is as a non-Kohen, doesn't
matter. Huh?
You're already Tamei mes as a non-Kohen anyway.
Yeah, but a Kohen still cannot...
Same with you, as a
non-Kohen. As Yisrael? Yeah. No, we're all Tamei mes anyway.
Yeah.
But even though a Kohen's also Tamei mes, really, but still he's not allowed to become Tamei to a dead body. In other words, I'll give you a simple example. A caretaker, undertaker, that touches a body, correct? And then he gives Shalom Aleichem to a kohen in Shul. The kohen becomes tamei. Right? But that tumah doesn't matter, but he can't go directly with in front of a dead body.